This is TechCrunch.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You're listening to TechCrunch Startups. Today's story is brought to you by Deloitte. If you see an IPO on your horizon, be sure you also see the steps to get there. Deloitte helps companies prepare for their IPOs with insight-yielding audits and readiness programs based on years of IPO experience. Deloitte.com/US/EGC. Lyric raises $160 million in debt and equity to power the next generation of hospitality. By Jordan Crook. Lyric, a platform for folks who struggle to decide between a hotel and an Airbnb, has announced the close of a $160 million financing round, an even combination of debt and equity. Airbnb led the equity financing. Other investors that participated in the financing include Tishman Speyer, RXR Realty, Obvious Ventures, Sinewave, Dick Costolo, and Adam Bain, as well as existing investors Barry Sternlicht, NEA, Signalfire, Fifth Wall, and Tusk Ventures. Lyric is a hospitality platform for business travelers. The company secures its own inventory in multifamily residential buildings through partnerships with landlords. From there, the company brings in its designers to beautify the place and pack it full of amenities, including coffee from a local roaster and a fully functional kitchen. You can think of Lyric as a premium operator, said co-founder and CEO Andrew Kitchell. We do everything from selecting locations to bringing in a brand and design team to managing every single room every single day. We're a modern hotel operator with a meaningfully different supply. The startup uses a proprietary app called Tidy to manage room cleanings. The app not only walks cleaners through the process of getting a rental ready for the next customer or day, but also has them take photographs to verify that the room is up to standard. Cleaners are not employed in-house, but rather Lyric partners with local vendors for room cleanings and maintenance. The company also uses tech to help determine which locations work best for a Lyric rental in a given city. One of the biggest differences between Airbnb and Lyric is that Lyric is more of a premium hotel operator, putting the latter in lockstep with landlords rather than pitted against them. Lyric argues to landlords that it can be an anchor tenant in a new building, which means the landlord can avoid at least some of their inventory just sitting unrented. It also can be seen as an amenity for other tenants who can put up their visitors at a discount on a different floor in their very building. Here's what Airbnb's president of homes, Greg Greeley, had to say. At Airbnb, we have seen how hospitality entrepreneurs like the team at Lyric can help deliver amazing experiences and help guests feel like they can belong anywhere in the world. Lyric has combined the latest technology, strong partnerships with the real estate community, and cutting-edge design, and we're excited to support their work. This financing comes at an interesting time for the hospitality market. While Airbnb disrupts hotels, the lines are being blurred around what is a hotel and what is a rental. We've already seen big acquisitions in the space, see Accor Hotels' $170 million acquisition of One Fine Stay, as well as big players enter it. WeWork launched a co-living product called WeLive in 2016. Lyric is currently available in 13 markets, and Kitchell says the company is operating legally in every one of them. The company provides studios, one-bedroom and two-bedroom units with a starting price of around $200 a night, depending on the market. With the new funding, Lyric hopes to expand its operations and go from its current 500 units across 13 markets to 1,000 units by the end of the year. Lyric has raised a total of $185 million.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.